The expressed views of the guests on this podcast are theirs alone and not necessarily endorsed by the host, TWBC, or any associated sponsor. Conversations that are robust yet balanced, on point and to the point. You are listening to The Talk of Tournament Water Skiing. This is the TWBC Podcast. And now, here's your host, Tony Lightfoot.
Well, greetings one and all, and welcome to the TWBC Podcast. My name's Tony Lightfoot once again, thanking you for your continued support. Now, one of the best female skiers to arise out of South America is joining us here for this episode of TWBC Podcast. She's definitely been making a name for herself in tournament water ski jumping, and also has been doing the rounds a little bit in the officiating realm. We'll talk about that in a few moments, but first of all, let's welcome Valentina Gonzalez. How are you doing?
Hey, Tony, thank you for having me. I'm doing good, ready for the next tournament.
And that next tournament is right here in Zachary, Louisiana, just outside Baton Rouge, Bennett's Water Ski School, LA Night Jam. You excited to be a part of this deal?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. I actually came here, I would say 10 years ago, to watch LA Night Jam back years ago. And I didn't ski, I just watched that time, and now I'm back here, and this time skiing, so it's really exciting.
Who would remind me, at about the time that you were actually on shore watching it, who was jumping around about that time? Who was inspiring you to get out there and do the same?
Well, of course, the greatest of all times, Freddy Krueger, was here, still here.
And he's still here.
I would say I remember the Mirandas were here, Tom Asher, Damien Sharman, great jumpers, great people that inspired me to be here one day, and I'm finally here and part of the Pro Tour.
You seem to be drawing a lot of inspiration from the male skiers. What about the female skiers around about that time?
Yeah, I think back when I came here to LA Night Jam, I don't remember if Jacinta was already here or not, but I remember Marion Mathieu, Jutta, Regina, June, Natty, of course, Natty, great jumper.
Yeah, Bert Nakava, yeah.
Yeah, great jumpers. Maria from Greece.
Maria Viprinetseva, yeah. Who's still jumping to this day. I mean, she got a European record or something like that a few months ago in the European Championships, or was it the World Championships? Anyway, I mean, she's still there. She's still jumping. She just doesn't get around to a lot of the tournaments, like someone like you or Hannah or anyone else that's jumping in the women's competition. She's still competitive, but I mean, it's interesting to hear who you draw your inspiration from.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like in every sport, the sport goes by generations. That was a great generation of jumping that inspired me to jump, inspired me to actually do overall skiing. They were great overall skiers, and now I guess this new generation is here, and we're trying to push the sport and push women's jumping too.
All right, then tell us a little bit about yourself and how your family got involved in a tournament water skiing. And, because, you know, a few months ago when I was in Chile doing the Pan American Championships in November and the Junior Worlds, which took place the following January, I actually had the opportunity to actually go and see your site, which is less than 3 or 4 miles away from Lago Los Moros, an absolutely beautiful site. And I mean, if you ever get the opportunity to go to Chile, you should certainly see it. But I mean, how did all of that start?
Yeah, well, it was a family dream. It's called Lago Valle Maipo. It's a great place to ski. It's surrounded by mountains, which is like one of my favorite things. It's like being able to ski, see mountains, see, like, it used to be a winery, actually. It used to be
a vineyard.
Yeah, it used to be a really good winery, and right now it's a ski lake, so it's pretty cool. It was a family dream. It's our lake with the family, the Nassers, George Nasser.
Yeah, I know them, yeah.
Great skiers, great family, and yeah, as I said, it was a dream, and we've been looking for this place for years and years, and finally in 2016 we committed to it, and we kind of built the lake, great lake, great conditions, and we've been happy to be skiing there for the last six, seven years, so great skiers coming out of there, and yep, so everyone's invited.
So how many of your family actually ski? I mean, I know you ski, obviously. Matthias, he skis. Your father skis, you know. Who else in that family skis? Because it's almost a complete skiing family, right?
Yeah, I mean, as I said, water skiing is a family sport, I believe. So I got into skiing because of my family. My grandpa, big fan of water sports. He used to ski in a public lake, riding jet skis, non-ski boats, open boards, boats.
Outboards, yeah.
Yeah, outboards. And so he's the one that put me on skis, and I'm the oldest one out of my family. We're four siblings, Dominga, Josefa, Matias, and me.
Uh-huh.
And we all four ski for Chile right now. It was pretty cool at the 2021 World Championship at JAX. We all got to be part of Team Chile, and that was a dream come true, and right now we're still pushing it.
Yeah, no, Team Chile is certainly pushing it. Out of all the nations in South America, in Latin America, Chile seems to be the one that's really progressing and really fighting hard to claim dominance in the world of tournament water skiing right now.
Yeah, I think we have probably this is one of the best years for Chilean water skiing. To make a team for Open Worlds or even the Pan Am Games, it's going to be tough. We have great skiers, but it doesn't come natural. There's a lot of hard work behind it. There's a lot of skiers that train all year round. I can speak for myself. When I was in school, I would like go to school in Chile High School and then run to the lake, ski, and then go home. And so I'll ski all year round, and I assume all the other kids in the national team, they're all training in the cold weather, in the summer, all year round.
Okay, and not only that, but one thing that I found out, I wish I'd found out about it sooner, is your father is actually heavily involved in triathlon, isn't that right?
Yeah, my dad is a great athlete. He loves sports. He was into BMX, marathons. I mean, his best in a marathon is 2 hours and 30 minutes. For someone that knows about times,
pretty darn fast.
Yeah, so my dad is...
That's actually underneath the qualification time to be in, like, the Boston or the New York Marathon.
He did all of those marathons.
Oh, he did?
He broke a record back home from marathons. And, yeah, so he's a great athlete. Now he's into Ironman triathlon. And he actually went to World Championship last year and got fourth. So it's a great inspiration to wake up every morning with him, waking up probably 3 hours before us, and when we're waking up, he's already done swimming and probably running. So it's a great inspiration, and I think that's why we're lucky to have him and push us in the sport.
Yeah, I mean, because he obviously knows what it takes to win, how to stay fit, how to stay in condition. Kind of give us an idea of when you were kind of talent spotted a little bit in Chile. I mean, when was the first year you actually made it onto the Chilean team in the juniors? And I mean, how did it go back then in your first year, I would say?
Yeah, my first year on the under 14 team was my first international tournament was the Pan American Championship in Colombia in Medellin in 2008.
Oh, wow.
I was in part of the under 14 team there, and that was my first tournament. The summer before, it was my first time in the US, which I actually came to ski here at Bennett Ski School.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
With the Nasser's family, and yeah, since then I've been part of the Team Chile under 14, under 17, under 21, and open right now.
Okay, so involved in Team Chile for quite a while. Team Chile seems to be the envy of a lot of programs right now, you know, because not only does Team Chile provide quite a bit of support to its skiers, they also get quite a bit of exposure in Chile as well, because I mean that's one of the very few countries, one of the very few teams that I know that actually has its own publicist. I know to actually, you know, raise your profile, so it'd be easier to actually gain sponsors and actually gain more support to help you out along.
Yeah, for sure. Well, water skiing, even though it's a small sport, in Chile is well known for its athletes. We're a sport that always brings medal at Pan Am Games, South American Games, and even has multiple world champions. So I think the support we get, it's coming from what the athletes have done in the last, I don't know, 20 years. We are really lucky to have government support for fundings, for tournaments, training. And But that's all coming because of the success of the sport. So the more successful we are, the better fundings we get. So it's always a motivation to have like the support from back home, not even only for the funding, but like support from the people. We have a lot of TV exposure and social media, and Team Chile is like a great platform for us water skiers back home.
I'm glad you mentioned Pan American Games. November coming up?
Yeah, actually the week after Worlds.
Okay, yeah, the week after Worlds is the Collegiate Nationals here, and the Pan American Games is going on more or less at the same time. I think actually the water ski events take place, I'm not too sure, in the days after.
I think
after
it's the 19th. I think it's the Worlds until Sunday, and then the Pan Am game starts on Wednesday, and uh-huh. Then the Collegiate Nationals starts the following Thursday, I believe.
Wow.
It's a packed fall. But before that, I mean, I gotta make it there first. That's my goal. That's my goal for the year, trying to make that team.
Okay. So I mean, it's not academic yet. I mean, you're still yet to be the team for the Pan Am Games or even the World Championships is yet to be selected, right?
Yeah, we will know the team for Pan Am Games a month before, so we'll know around September 20th. It's a tough team, but I'm training hard for it, and that's my goal for the year.
Okay, kind of give us an idea of what your day consists of. I mean, in this part of the world, because remind me who you train with in this part of the world.
I train with Scott Ellis and Marion Ellis.
Oh yeah, you mentioned Marion, one of your original inspirations that you saw here at LA Light Jam. So, kind of give us an idea of what a typical set consists of as you ski up there on Lake Aubendale, I believe it is.
Yeah, it's
Lake Tennessee in Aubendale.
Yes.
Yes.
So right now I'm done with school. I graduated in December with my master's degree from Florida Southern,
What was the degree in?
Master's in Business Administration.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I actually did my undergrad, and I went to grad school at the same school, Florida Southern. I skied for the team. It was a great experience, and the good thing is only a 20-minute drive from Scott, which is, I will say, one of the best coaches and skiers of in the world. So I've been really lucky to have him and Marion. And yeah, my day right now, I'm coming into skiing, so I normally do two jump sets a day, one slalom, one trick. Last year when I was in school, I would go to class and then in the afternoon go ski, or depending on my schedule. But I always try to do at least three sets a day.
Sounds good. Looks like you're prepared for this one. And kind of give us an idea of how you've done this season, because you've made some finals. You made it into the King of Darkness, isn't that right?
Yeah.
You made it into the Masters, I believe, as well. So congratulations on that another time. How many times have you been to the Masters now?
This was my third year level, and then the four as a junior.
Nice. Okay, and now we're here at LA Night Jams, and looking to try and put a performance out there. You just came off the water and you practiced, and one of the first things you said is how humid it was compared to Florida. Does that kind of bother you much, or you just something you can easily shrug off?
I think something you get used to. It. I'm used to the hot weather in Florida. This year hasn't been that hot yet. But I just jumped. I finished my jumps and I was sweating like 2 minutes later. But I mean, it's something you can manage. Just drink a lot of water, make sure you stay fresh and ready to go to jump.
All right then. So what kind of jump are we looking for from you? I mean, if you jump a certain distance, what kind of distance is going to have you throw the fist at the at the end? I mean, knowing what you know about this site and having skied here before, what could you do here?
Well, I'm hoping I can at least get close to my PB. My PB is 167, and I've been training all year to go 170. That's my goal.
About a 52.5 meter jump.
Yeah, I would like to. My goal is to go around over 50 meters and hopefully make the final and ski in the dark, which is one of my favorite things.
Okay, does that kind of scare you a little bit, as skiing in the dark, or not so much?
Well, a little bit, but I just love it. I mean, I did Moomba Night Jump last year and a couple of years ago, and I did King of Darkness a couple of times, and it's just really fun. You go fast, and it's just really fun to be in the air when it's dark.
All right, then. You are one of the very few pro skiers right now that actually officiate, at least on the world level. Because, I mean, you were assistant chief judge of the Junior Worlds, weren't you?
Yeah, I was.
You were the ACJ, and you are going to be officiating at the U21 Worlds in...
Not anymore.
No, oh, not anymore?
I'm stuck in the US. I'm actually getting my green card right now. So I can't travel right now, which is sad. I was looking forward to go to the Under-21 Worlds. And
well, you were on that list anyway.
I was in the panel to be a judge for the Under-21 Worlds in Mexico next week. But I'm sure there's going to be another opportunity. I had a lot of fun at the World Championship, Junior World Championship in Chile. Mm-hmm. I was assistant chief judge to Jeff Smith.
Okay.
And it was a great experience, lots of learning, and I'm just trying to give back to the sport that has given me so much.
Yeah, what's it like working with Jeff Smith? Because, you know, he's pretty much the chief judge of every major tournament that seems to go on, whether it be the World Championships, Pan American Championships, Junior Worlds, you know, Masters, you know. I mean, I have to ask the question because he performs that role in so many tournaments. I don't know how he finds the time off, if I'm being honest. But what's he like to work with?
Oh, it was a great experience, as I said. When you learn from the best, is when you get the best experience and better knowledge. And I feel like that week working with him, I learned a lot. I learned the good things and the bad things about running a tournament. And it was a long tournament. Not everything went 100% perfect, but we tried our best. And it was great to learn from him that he has so much experience in this field.
You've been around during the advent of a lot of technical things that have gone on in the sport. The transition from perfect pass to zero off, and now we have the whole thing with sure path and that kind of thing. I mean, how have you adapted to all those changes? You know, let's go with the more recent technology, sure path. You've probably done a lot of driving yourself. I mean. Have you done a lot of driving with SurePath, and has that helped you out a bunch?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't. I'm normally when I'm in the boat, I'm like either skiing or coaching, or I've been driving a little bit more jumping at Scott's. I've been pulling him and some of the kids, but we don't have a SurePath. I have tried it before back home in Lago Valle Maipo. We do have one, and Of course, it gives you numbers and you know where you are. But yeah, I mean, I think technology is great. The sport can work with technology, we can push it together, and hopefully, I mean, you never know what you're going to have in 10 more years.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Okay. So, I mean, we've highlighted some of the highlights. I mean, based upon what I've seen of you and also what you told me, are there frustrating moments in the sport that makes you feel, you know, a little less happy about where you are?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's frustration is part of the sport. As you have happy moments, you gotta have bad ones, and from the bad ones is when you learn the most. And
Anything specific?
I think for me it's been injuries. I have had a lot of back injuries that keep me out of the water for a couple months, and then the pain comes back, and then you gotta take a couple of days off. And it's dealing with that and dealing with, I think listening to your body is one of the most important parts. And that's frustrating, but it's part of the sport in any sport that you do, like tennis, soccer, rugby, any sport, like you're going to have it. As part of frustration when I'm jumping and when you normally get stuck, I was stuck jumping kind of the same distance and then going to tournaments and jumping in 140 or 150 and not consistent. That was frustrating, and now I can finally say I think I'm over that. And
you've kind of gotten over that hurdle.
Yeah, I'm more consistent, and I'm getting into the 160s and almost in every tournament, and that's been fun, and it's a learning process, and I'm happy and I'm enjoying the ride and enjoying the sport.
What's been the kind of key to get you over that hurdle? You know, I mean, over the frustration of jumping the same distance over and over and over again, and then applying something and saying, "Hey, this has worked. Why haven't I done this one before?"
Of course, when you go back and you're like, "Oh my God, why? Like, I just found out this, and this helped me so much. It's like, why didn't I do it before?" But I think having like what I do a lot is I video myself a lot. I try to watch the videos a couple times, see where I can get better and where I can improve. And that's what I've been doing a lot lately with Scott. He's a great coach, and we are always looking for the details and trying to put it together. I'm really excited if I can finally maybe put it together one of these tournaments. I've been cutting really good. I have the kick, but I just haven't been able to connect both of them. And I'm hoping one of these tournaments I can actually do it, and it will be a happy day.
Indeed, indeed. Okay. Is there something that very few people don't know about you, you kind of wish that they did a little bit?
I don't know.
Mean an unappreciated quality that you have that you kind of wish, I wish some people out there would actually know what I actually go through to be the way that I am, type deal.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I can be a good friend. I don't know. I like to be in the boat. I like to help others. That's kind of my thing. If I can think of one thing, I don't know right now. Yeah, I can do 3 events. I'm not only a jumper.
Okay.
I'm pushing in overall. That's my goal. And I'm hoping to actually go to those overall tournaments, which sound really good and exciting.
Okay. How about this? A hobby that you do outside of skiing. I mean, what other interests do you have? I mean, do you do like needlepoint knitting or anything like that, or any arts and crafts? I mean, are you that creative like that? Or is there something else that you do that no one else knows that you do?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan of sports. I like every single sport. I'm a big fan of tennis. I love playing tennis. And I always say, like, if I wasn't a water skier, I would like to be a tennis player or a snow skier.
You don't fancy getting into triathlon or anything
like that? I did that for a little bit when I was little. I won some races, which made my dad really proud, but it got to a point where I was like, you gotta decide either like triathlon or water skiing, and water skiing grabbed my attention way more than actually running and swimming and biking. And
I think it was very similar with Dorian Llewellyn. He was kind of provided with the ultimatum. I mean, you're a good enough hockey player, you can be among the best, and or you could either excel at that or excel at skiing. You can't do both.
Yeah, I mean, in my family, I have my cousins. They're all triathletes. They're professional athletes for triathlon. One of them went to the Jot Olympic Games. So that triathlon part is really strong in my family. But still, like, with my siblings, we love water skiing and we just went for it. And I think it's been worth it. And we actually enjoy being at the lake. I really like being at the lake, pulling Matty, my brothers, Fifi and Domi.
Indeed, indeed. You certainly got a great supporting cast over there in Chile, and you know, we wish you and the rest of the family the very best of luck with the season coming up.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem. Is there anyone else that you want to thank or anything like that? Any messages you want to send at the end of this podcast?
Yeah, I would like to thank my family for all the support. They have been the greatest, I would say, sponsors. My mom and dad and siblings, grandparents, and also the people back home that have helped me to be where I am. The lake where I ski at, Lago Vallemaipo. If you ever have the chance to be in Chile and you want to have a nice ski set, fresh water, just send us a text and we'll be happy to pull you. We love skiing there and we have a good time.
Not a problem. And that was Valentina Gonzalez here on this episode of the TWBC's podcast. She'll be one of the featured athletes in LA Night Jam. That's going to be on June the 10th. This episode was recorded on June the 9th. But until the next episode, it is ciao for now.
Thank you for listening to the TWBC podcast. Be sure to check out our website at waterskibroadcasting.com. Links to our presence on major social media platforms can be found there, as well as updates to our webcast and this podcast. Duplication or rebroadcasting of this broadcast without written consent of TWBC is prohibited. Subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and be sure to join us next time for the next edition of the TWBC podcast.